Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Isn't that nice, trying to make a dollar? Well, can't try and make a dollar right now. So many people out of work. Over 30 million people. Oh, my gosh. And you look at it state to state to state. And unemployment systems crashing, not prepared. But, of course, everybody blames it on Trump. It's the Monica J. Show, and you know where I go. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today, because it is time to lay some truth on you. And I, oh, man, I'm so tired. Finally laid my head down on the pillow at about 3:30 this morning. I cannot even begin to tell you how many emails and correspondence I have gotten over the last 24 hours. Since this came out, and I'm just going to have to play it for you. I'm going to walk away for the next 8 minutes, and you have to listen to this. But I am going to I'm going to share one email with you, because Joe pretty much summed it up, and I don't think I could have come up with better words. So easy to find a boogeyman. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way with Mother Nature. She is not a contestant on The Apprentice or a plandemic movie script. She's chemistry, biology, physics. We're the contestants on her show. We don't get to fire her. She gets to fire us. She throws viruses, hurricanes, floods, droughts, heat waves, and pandemics at us to sort out who's the fittest. And the ones who survive have one thing and one thing only in common. They are the most adaptive at generating the chemistry, biology, and physics needed to meet the challenge. That's all that matters. All those who can't get fired. Rather, returned to the manufacturer. Wow. Joseph, thank you for sending me that. That was pretty awesome. Because when I saw this last night, it was being emailed, it was being Facebooked, it was being, oh my gosh. Every form of social media to get this to me and to get me to watch it was pretty incredible. And I did. I watched a lot of things last night. And I picked the most important thing for you to hear. Now, this is about 30 minutes, just the snippet that I have. But you can go watch it on YouTube. Look for Plandemic. It only came out May 4th. Today's the 6th. It's only been out there for 2 days. And it already has 1,333,000 views. and that's why it's heating everything up. I can't play the entire half hour for you. So I chose just about 9 minutes that you have got to listen to. So if you don't YouTube or anything like that, you at least have to listen to this part.
That hasn't been done. This is essential medicine, and they keep it from the people. Not only now, but back in autism with our discovery, there was an old antiviral drug, 100-year-old drug called Suramin, on the WHO list of essential medicine. It literally gave kids with autism a voice, a life. What did Bayer and Monsanto do? They took it away from everybody. You couldn't get it to save your life right now. We tried, believe me, every way we could. So when you take away a medicine, and not just the WHO, not just the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, Tony Fauci, close everything. Just end it all, and we've got a healthy world again. And we got tons of money, because we can take all that money they're making on their patents and we can give it to the victims of this plague of corruption.
Is it safe to say that anything that cannot be patented has been shut down intentionally because there's no way to profit from it? All these natural remedies that we have had forever.
Absolutely, that's fair to say, and that's exactly what's going on in COVID-19. The game is to prevent the therapies till everyone is infected and push the vaccines, knowing that the flu vaccines increase the odds by 36% of getting COVID-19.
Where does that data come from?
A publication last year where the military who had been vaccinated with influenza were more susceptible to coronaviruses. Coronaviruses are in every animal. So if you've ever had a flu vaccine, you were injected with coronaviruses and then to put on a mask.
This doesn't make any sense. We wear masks in an acute setting to protect us. We're not wearing masks. Why is that? Because we understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home, hand washing vigorously, washing the counters, worried about things that are indeed what I need to survive.
You're not immunodeficient, and you're not elderly. You should be able to go out without any gloves and without a mask. I think if you are those things, you should either shelter in place or wear a mask and gloves. I don't think everybody needs to wear a mask and gloves because it reduces your bacterial flora. It doesn't allow you to interact with society, and your bacteria flora and your viruses, your friends that protect you from other diseases, end up going away, and now you're more likely to get opportunistic infections, infections that are hoping you don't have your good bugs fighting for you, if that makes sense.
And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike.
I guarantee when we reopen, there's going to be a huge, huge amount of illness that's going to be rampant.
The building blocks of your immune system is virus and bacteria. End of story.
Wearing the mask literally activates your own virus. You're getting sick from your own reactivated coronavirus expressions. And if it happens to be SARS-CoV-2, then you've got a big problem.
You're not the first virologist who has told me that we're doing the exact opposite of what we should be doing to contain and to create immunity from this virus.
Why would you close the beach? You've got sequences in the soil, in the sand. You've got healing microbes in the ocean, in the salt water. That's insanity.
These institutions that are polluting our environment and our bodies, there was a time when they actually had to fight their own battles. But they've done such a great job at manipulating the masses that it's other people shutting down other citizens, and the big tech platforms follow suit and they shut everything down. There is no dissenting voices allowed anymore in this free country, which is something I never thought I would live to see.
nor would I accept what I've experienced since 2011. It's beyond comprehension how a society can be so fooled that the types of propaganda continue to where they're just driving us to hate each other.
You want to go to work?
Yes.
And get this disease? I think the medical profession know what they're talking about.
They've been wrong so far, ma'am. They've been wrong.
Hopefully, this is the wake-up call of all America to realize this makes no sense, and we win because it will take down the whole program with information like this. And for me, it's the great news that the doctors are waking up and saying, wait a minute.
You doctors that are watching this, and I see a lot of you right here, why are you not getting loud? I'm here to defend you. I'm here to defend my freedoms. I'm here to defend my family's freedoms, my patients' rights to choose what to do with their life. I'm just blown away, and I'm blown away why there are not more doctors like me talking about this all over the place. We should be banding together right now. You need to wake up because your liberties are getting taken away from you all because of fake news that's out there. This is wrong. People should be going to jail for this stuff.
So it's not the scientists who are in any way dishonest. They're listening to people who for more than 40 years have controlled who gets funded, what gets published. And I'm sorry to say many, many people will simply take the money and the fame and that support, things that absolutely aren't true.
What do you say to the medical professionals that are just beginning to get a glimpse of the depth to which they have been misled and steered away from their oath to do no harm?
I say forgive yourselves. It's the hardest thing to realize for all of us, and is that with all the best intention, we studied, we learned what we thought was the truth. We had no idea that the data that we were being told was true was not true. We've been taught now in our schools a very different science. You don't get funded if you don't speak the party line. You don't get published. That was probably the hardest thing for me to take, is understanding that scientific journals would twist the discovery that should have healed all.
Will the scientific community have the courage to answer the question of whether these diseases might have been of their own creation? Thank you.
So what we did pretty much ever since I got out of jail, we started an education company. We wake up doctors. And it's very difficult, but every doctor who realized they may have been part of the problem has now turned that around to march toward a better society and restore faith in the promise of medicine.
So there you have it. I watched this three times last night. It's called Plandemic. Plandemic. You better get on YouTube and watch it before it's removed. It's a documentary, and this woman is a virologist who, because she was speaking out against Fauci and others about the process, they had no proof. They planted things on her, and she was sent to jail for no reason. Kind of like that mom who was out with her kids on the playground. Kind of like that business owner who just needed to open and make a living. And you see it all across this country. You have been sold a bill of goods. I will stake my life on it. You have been sold a bill of goods because of patents. You have been sacrificed because of money. So how do you feel about that? If you are a business owner in the state of Nevada, please hear me and understand. If you wait until May 15th, to open up your business, you have given in. You have believed the lies, and we will not be able to recover. If you are a business owner, you need to stop whatever you're doing, go to your business, and just open. It's the Monica Jay Show. I hope you get it that it's about truth on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
Well, 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me. If you're just now joining me, make sure you check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. Listen to the first 10 minutes of the show and you'll understand why I scream from the top of my lungs, open your damn business, and stop listening to those so-called smarter people than you. It's just, it's incredible what's going on. Got a new poll question for you also at 991fmtalk.com. Answer this while you're there. And I really do appreciate your participation in these polls because, you know, it gives me an insight into the way that you're thinking. Am I on the right track with what I talk about? It's like everybody's talking about coronavirus and what's going on, but I at least try and bring you a different point of view and not taking you down the road of fear. Should people who snitch on people and businesses' names be made public? Do you want to know who the snitchers are? Do you want to know who broke up that birthday party? Do you want to know who broke up that graduation party? Who got your business fined? Yes, no, or other. And nothing violent, please, if you've put in other. But, I mean, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to know? So there you have it. Should people who snitch, should their names be made public? If you don't think, even from that clip that I played for you, if you don't think that this is a farce with what's going on, then you're not paying attention. Because remember back in January, and I think he's behind it completely. Dr. Fauci back in January said, no, it's not going to be that big deal. You know, don't worry about it. And for those who are getting disappointed with Trump, thinking that he's between a rock and a hard spot and putting Fauci out there and listening to Fauci, think Sly Fox. Because if he didn't let Fauci hang himself with his own words, we would never know. Because the media would and is and always will just blame it on Trump. So just so you understand, if this wasn't the case, then why did Dr. Fauci say this?
The idea that we are now a few days away from a new administration, given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity of serving in 5 administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, is that there is no question that there will be a surprise outbreak.
A surprise outbreak. That's Dr. Fauci's own words. He was speaking to a university. How would he know? Why would he say something like that? Why is he in the patent and all that good stuff and get money from the drug that they're pushing that's $1,000 a pill? rather than support hydroxychloroquine when that has been out and accessible and 50 cents a pill? It doesn't matter what's going on then in this world. Once you start following the money trail, the truth opens up. The truth opens up. And it's pretty darn disgusting. But until you take that stand to fight back, until you take that stand, they're just going to keep sticking it to you. We are in the middle of getting information for a primary election that is being stolen from us because, well, it's all 100% mail-in ballot. You at least have to know who's running. Every single candidate. And I got a great email. And he just summed it all up right there. If you want to find out who you should vote for, go to the Democrats' website and see who they're supporting. And then vote the opposite. That's one way to do it. Because there are all these nonpartisan offices and stuff like that. Find out who the Democrats are supporting and then just absolutely 100% say no. We will be back on the Monica Jay Show with more candidates for you to find out about, including our judges. Coming up right after this, we'll have Elliot Sattler with us and find out why he wants to help lead our community. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Got to get my little, I got to do it in the way that my brain thinks about it or I'll just mess myself up completely. Oh, I'm so glad you're with me on this. What day is it? Wednesday. Yeah. Let's make it a wild Wednesday. Let's get everybody so excited by getting the truth out and being honest with each other and opening businesses. Today, we've got another Freedom Rally, Freedom March on Saturday. I hope you're there. You know who's going to be there with me? Dee Goodman. And if you're unemployed, if you come down and you march and you rally with us to get this state back open, if you're unemployed and you can't afford a haircut and you need to look good, well, guess what? Your name's going to be put on a list and she's going to cut your hair for you. Because you know what? It's about the community giving back. Because we have to stick together. It is literally us against them. Who are them? Those are the people who put greed over everything else, who put their well-being above everybody else, their family, their bloodline, their whatever you want to call it. It's greed. And there are so many scary things going on right now. Please go to my Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, sign up with a fake name or whatever you want to do, but get on there because there are videos that you have to see. There are videos of law enforcement, the people who take an oath to protect and serve you, not the higher-ups, to protect and serve you, who are arresting people for opening their businesses. When the governor and the mayor shut you down, and they have no lawful authority to do that. A lot of these cases are going to be going before judges. And we have had long conversations about Trump judges, Obama judges. Judges are supposed to follow the law. It doesn't matter whose side you're on. The law is the law. It is written for everybody. So let's check in with Elliot Sattler, who is running for District Court Judge 10. When have you ever thought about who you're going to vote for as a judge? How many judges do you know? That is usually just one of the boxes people randomly check, or they check incumbent or whatever, and they don't do any research. So I'm so honored to have the Honorable Elliot Sattler with us today. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Judge.
It's my pleasure, Monica. It's nice to talk to you again.
So what do you think about what's going on right now in the world as we see it in this country, that, you know, people being arrested for trying to open their businesses and for things being shut down and people not really understanding their rights or having a voice?
Well, Monica, it's a difficult question for me to be able to answer. I know frequently you have people call in, elected officials call in, and they can answer those questions, but they're not controlled by the Code of Judicial Conduct, which I am controlled by. So I cannot answer any question on an issue that may come before me. I'm specifically prohibited from doing that, as is any other candidate for judicial office. So we're controlled by some very specific rules, and we're not allowed to answer those questions because maybe one of those issues will come before me. I have the privilege of being on the bench for over 7 years now, and so I can't make a public comment about those. I can say in a general sense that I certainly understand that these events that we've been going through for the last couple of months have had a dramatic impact on everybody in Washoe County and the state of Nevada and in the country overall. So, but I can't make a specific comment about any case that may come before me.
Do you think it's fair for people to simplify it down to Obama judges and Trump judges?
Well, the judges that you're talking about are federal judges. I am proud to work for the people of Washoe County. I'm an elected official, and I'm elected by the people in Washoe County. When you say Trump judges or President Obama judges, you're talking about appointments for life, and those appointments frequently come with philosophical issues attached to them. I am elected by the people of this county and have been elected in the past, and I'm proud to serve the people of Washoe County. I don't think you can pigeonhole anybody by just saying, oh, President Trump appointed you or President Obama appointed you. I think the history of the – go ahead.
What about on more of the county level and serving the community – judges that are backed by Democrats as opposed to judges that are backed by Republicans, because we have seen that. You hear people say all the time, oh, well, you don't want to go in front of that judge, or, you know, we need to try and get this judge. I mean, doesn't that happen on a local level?
I think it does. I think that certain judges, develop a reputation for one perspective or the other. I think that the character that you're looking for in any good judge is a judge who's fair, who's open-minded, who has practical experience, both as a trial lawyer and as a trial judge, who will listen to both sides and make a decision based on the facts and the law. That's what a judge is supposed to do. It shouldn't be in any way controlled by party politics or by who the parties are who are standing in front of you. I've prided myself throughout my judicial career of doing just that, of being a judge who is neutral, who listens to what people say, and then you make the best decision you can based on the facts and law that you have. That's really the role of a judge. You're not there for a partisan issue. You're there to be the neutral person in the room deciding the controversies between the two parties. And I can tell you, in the time that I've been on the bench, I've been honored to be supported by a broad spectrum of both individuals from different political persuasions. They know when they're in Department 10, which is my department, they're going to get a judge who doesn't decide things based on politics. I decide things based on the facts of the law. I've been actually voted the highest rated general jurisdiction judge in the entire county. That's an evaluation that's done by the lawyers, all of the lawyers anonymously, who appear in front of me on a daily basis. So I'm pretty proud of that.
And you should be, because I won't get into that because that's partisan. So let me ask you this. As we've seen, you know how I am, Judge.
I know how you are. Go ahead, though.
So we've seen this a lot lately. You know, you see doctors who specialize in certain things, and we're seeing now the courts kind of go that way as well. We have the homeless court. We have this court. We have that court. We have veterans court. Is that the right thing to do, or should everything just go through a regular court system?
Well, what you're talking about is the specialty courts that we have, not only in the Second Judicial District Court, that's where I am, the top trial level court in the state, but also in our courts of limited jurisdiction. Those are the municipal courts and the justices courts. But what we have in those courts is, in all of them, are specialty courts to try and help people who have substance abuse issues, or who are veterans who have different issues as a result of their honorable service to our country that need our additional help. And we're trying to help them be productive members of the community, and also to make sure that the community is safe. And I have to tell you that those programs, in my experience, having been both a prosecutor for 20 years and now on the bench for 7 years, are effective. They do help those people, and they're working well. There, as you've identified, there are a number of them, but they're for specific needs. So the veterans have a specialty court, and they get special counseling and special attention addressed to their specific needs as a result of their honorable service to the country.
Well, and it's also a time issue. I mean, why does it take so long to get in front of a judge and go to, you know, the trial? We're supposed to be allowed fair and speedy trials, or, you know.
I agree with you, Monica. The thing that we have to do and really be focused on is to try and make sure that in both civil and criminal cases, the litigants have their issues resolved promptly. That is one of the primary focuses of the court. I can tell you it'll probably make your eyes glaze over a little bit, but the Nevada Rules of Civil Procedure are what control all civil cases that come before us as judges. And the Rule of Civil Procedure number one says that the rules should be interpreted to ensure the prompt, inexpensive, and just resolution of all civil actions in the state of Nevada. So that really needs to be a judge's focus: prompt, just, and inexpensive. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you that I'm focused on that in every single one of the cases that comes before me, be it a civil or a criminal case. In criminal cases, a defendant has a right to a speedy trial. That's a constitutional right, and a statutory right to a trial within 60 days. That means when he comes before me or she, if they want their trial within 60 days of the first appearance where they enter that not guilty plea, I set it and they have their trial within 60 days. That's their rights under the state constitution and the Nevada revised statutes, and we make sure that that happens.
Boy, 60 days just seems like a long time. I like to get in and get things done and get things over with.
I appreciate that, Monica. But, you know, I got to tell you, one of the things that frequently happens is that it's the defendant who's asking for more time. He will come in, or she, and say, I don't want my trial within 60 days because their attorney wants to be able to develop their case, to investigate the case, to speak to witnesses, to look at all of the evidence that has been collected. And so that right is waived by the defendant, not by the state.
Do you mind taking a call from a listener?
Sure.
Okay. Let's get Vance on the line. Vance, what was your question for Judge Sattler?
Okay. You have state constitution, federal constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Then you've got a law, and somebody files a suit to challenge that law. What is a judge supposed to do? Are they supposed to take that law, that the particular law that the suit has been filed against, to have that law basically rendered null and void and hold it up to the Constitution, state or federal, or both at the same time, and throw that law out, say this law is no good? Or, as I've been seeing for the past 40 years, do you take the state and the federal constitution and the Bill of Rights saying, oh, well, maybe this law is good, but yet it's plain as day to anybody like me that is a violation of the Constitution? What do you do? Do you adjust the Ten Commandments, or do you adjust your behavior?
Vance, I'm not... You kind of put me in a tough spot there, and I'll try and answer your question to the best of my ability. Number one, I'm not allowed to give you legal advice.
Correct.
That's another thing I was talking to Monica about. The Code of Judicial Conduct says, as a judge, I can't give you legal advice, but I can tell you in a general sense what you look at, and that is that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and that the
correct Article 5.
Vance, let Judge Sattler answer the question.
And are the controlling law, and if the statute is determined to be in violation of the Constitution, if there's a conflict between the two, then, and this is a general concept, I'm not saying any specific statute or any specific constitutional provision, but as a general concept, the Constitution prevails over a statute if the statute is found to be unconstitutional.
Yeah. Judge Sattler, how can people find out more about you and how to support your campaign?
Well, I really appreciate that question, Monica. You can find out more about me by just going to my website, which is www.judgesattler.com. I'll let everybody know that I am not going to be on the ballot that you see. I'm a county elected official, but I don't have a primary. So if you're looking on your ballot, you don't see my name. That's just because I'm not on your ballot until November. But I would certainly appreciate anybody going to my website, and if you have any questions, there's a way to contact me on the website, and any support would be greatly appreciated. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Mark.
And you should know the judges who we look towards in our community. So, Judge Sattler, thank you so much for spending this time with us, and good luck in November.
I appreciate it, Monica. Have a good day, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
You too, all the way around. Thank you. All right, we'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Great conversation there with Judge Elliot Sattler. And wow. What a great man. What a great guy. You have to know the people in your community. I'm not going to be able to get to everybody. I have people calling me or texting me and emailing me for my thoughts on who's running for what and wanting a, you know, suggestion list. I don't give those out. And I'm not going to give anybody else's out. Because of the fact you need to do your research. Because just because I support somebody doesn't mean that you're going to support them as well. I mean, I can go on and on about Jeff Church and Paul White. And I mean, but you have to look at the people for yourself. It is so important to know where your vote is going and if they speak for you. These are the people who are going to represent you. And we have gone far too long with taking other people's recommendations because, well, let me tell you, your elected representatives already have planned who they want to succeed them. All of them. Trust me on that one. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Get a little business news for you as well on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.